The prompt I have chosen for my theory of knowledge expression is, what are the implications of having or not having knowledge? And my three objects are the message card that I received from my old classmate when I was moved from Japan to Hong Kong at the end of third grade. And the second object is my electronic dictionary, which I use a lot when I just came to Hong Kong because I didn't know how to speak English. And then my third object is a medicine that I needed to take. So the message card shows this prompts of the what are the implications of having or not having knowledge, because if you don't have a previous knowledge, which is like friendship and like time spent together with your friends who wrote this card, this message card would not have value as a knowledge. So this shows that how the value of one piece of knowledge could be determined by another piece of knowledge. The second electronic dictionary shows the implication of having or not having knowledge. First of all, knowledge of Japanese, which is my first language, is not used for really outside of Japan because there are few opportunities to use it. On the other hand, where knowledge of English is very useful in many countries, more than Japan. This shows that body of certain knowledge can differ depending on situation or location, and the implication of having knowledge is that the knower will have more resources at their disposal. Also, when translating using technology such as electronic dictionary, although the translations were extremely useful, there are words that could not be translated exactly as it's not really well or it has the wrong connotation. These demonstrate how there can be loss of knowledge due to misinterpretation or mistranslation of a language, and it is more likely to happen when there's knower and knowledge receiver are not fully fluent in the same language, and then they need to translate the language in between the transportation of the knowledge. The third object, medicine. I chose this because this was a medicine that I got from a doctor, but when I showed it to another doctor for a second opinion, he was shocked because this medicine was a really strong one. And then this shows how there can be difference in knowledge, especially with these kind of medicine or things requiring special knowledge. These large gap in knowledge between people will make one really vulnerable, in this case the patient or me, and another one more powerful, which is the doctor in this case. This demonstrates the implication of not having knowledge by not knowing the patient is vulnerable to whatever decision the doctor makes. Therefore, having knowledge can be very powerful in this situation, while not having knowledge puts someone in a position of vulnerability.